7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little need, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little need, but when them think them thing goes another way. Oh, when them think them thing goes another way. Oh, did you hear about these meetings? No, you won't find poor countries there. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them then tingle the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead yet. Oh, when them think then tingle the people way. One day them dead, dead, them not dead yet.
Dead, not dead, them not dead yet.
These countries want to stay on top, so they'll find any way for them third world people life. But a small price to be paid. They think they're great feeling, no one can touch them. Them have the next thing coming. Cause when them think them thing go the people way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead,
dead. When them think them thing goes another way.
One day them dead, dead, them not dead, dead.
Richest countries in the world. What do they do for the people? Look at America, the so-called this. I'm clueless where the money went. In the skies and weapons of death.
Greetings, greetings, my dear sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings again, my sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, January the 26th, 2014. So now, verse 35, chapter 6, St. Luke. Love your enemies, do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again, and your reward shall be great. And ye shall be the children of the Highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Now, we have enemies among our poor working class sisters and brothers. We have beggars. We have sisters and brothers driven to criminal behavior. The directive is to take care of each other. The directive is to rise above that which has caused us to be enemies. The directive is when your sister and brother is in need, give to them liberally, Yahushua says. This is exactly what was said in the Old Testament. This is what the African Hebrew Israelite nation was to do. Liberate the oppressed and lend to the sisters and the brothers who were in need of sustenance so that they could gain a foothold in society and join on the mission of liberation and freedom and justice and equality and implementation of the Sabbath, which is the implementation of new systems that would eliminate poverty, eliminate debt and usury, exploitation and slavery, that would implement mechanisms of ecology, ecological rest for the earth, rest the ecology, return of land, wealth, and resources back to the original owner. So Yahushua is teaching Old Testament because Yahushua comes to fulfill the law, fulfill that which is written in Old Testament. Our duty as revolutionaries who understand that our mission is to deliver the oppressed masses of the people, know that we're going into situations in which there is enmity and strife and animosity. Love our sisters and brothers. Give to our sisters and brothers. Help our sisters and brothers as we win them over to organizing. That will cause us to be children of the highest, children of the Most High. The word highest, having to do with elevation, having to do with mountains and heights, having to do with the scientific study of that which is low and that which is high. The wicked ruling class think in a low, destructive manner. The Most High thinks in a manner that is high and above the thinking of this nasty, no good, rotten, wicked system of death, hell, and destruction. The word in the African Hebrew language for the Most High, Elyone, is rooted in the etymological root word Allah, 5927. Allah is the word that is the root to Elyon, I think it's pronounced. Elyon, which means the Most High, is the Most High? The Most High in the African Hebrew language. So Allah is the etymological root, and that word means to excel, to ascend. So we are raising our minds, raising our thoughts, raising our actions into the thoughts and mentality and mind of the Most High Father Allah and the Most High Mother Allah, the Most High Yahweh. Yahweh is existing. That is the Most High reality. We want to see that all exist to the fullest and most complete reality. We want to see all of us have equal access to the universe, which is the facilitator of an existence that is a great and a wonderful existence. So lend to your sister and your brother, for your reward shall be great, and ye shall be called children of the highest. That reward is the reality of a system that has eliminated the reality of oppression and slavery and exploitation. That is our ultimate reward. It says, for the Lord is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. What is the kindness shown to the unthankful and the evil? The kindness is this life. The kindness is the reality of existing. You're here. You're on this earth. You're living. We're talking to the wicked ruling class and ruling families, those wicked ones who have created a system of death, hell, and destruction. The kindness of the Most High is that the Most High, watch this, granted their request when they were with the Most High as a Christ spirit soul energy. They, like ourselves, requested that the Most High prepare a body to come into the earth realm to administer truth, justice, and righteousness and free the oppressed from all oppression. But what happened? They, and too many times ourselves following them, have become unthankful and become evil and bought into the system and work to help the wicked ruling class to destroy our own sisters and brothers. But yet we're here. We're breathing air. We're drinking water. We are eating food. And too many of us are unthankful. And too many of us are doing evil to each other. So if the Most High can be kind to any of us who are unthankful and are continuing to do evil and destroy each other, we should do the same. Treat your sister and your brother right. Know that it is because of the thinking of the wicked ruling class and ruling families. Know that it is because of the system that has divided us against ourselves, caused us to hate one another, destroy one another. Understand this reality and do good for your sister and brother. They may be going through something terrible today, which is why they didn't speak to you and didn't speak to me. Overlook that, and the next day and the next hour and the next minute, love that sister and brother. We are Christ in human flesh, and we must love one another, help one another, and not destroy one another. When you see a sister and brother is sick and not among us, let us show concern for that sister and brother and make an attempt to see about that sister and brother and show love for one another, that together we can change our reality. Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. We, the poor working class masses of people, are in need of mercy. The system shows us no mercy. The wicked ruling class show us no mercy. Wall Street and the bankers and the CEOs, they purposefully destroy people. They purposefully destroy living wage jobs. They purposefully destroy homes, push people out into the streets, take welfare, take food stamps, reduce health care, reduce education, destroy people, kick people when they're down, stomp on people. This is the system, has no mercy. You and I must show mercy to one another. We are in need of mercy and love. Verse 37, judge not and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive and ye shall be forgiven. What is Jesus talking about? Your sister and your brother driven to criminal activity. A pimp, a prostitute, a stick-em-up man, a robber, a thief. They didn't want to do that. That's not what they were born to do. As babies, they didn't say as a baby, I want to grow up and be a pimp. I want to grow up and be a prostitute. I want to grow up and rob people and have my life in danger, be a drug dealer, be worried about my life every day. No, that's not what they desired as babies. But somewhere along the way, the system has created such reality. So don't judge them in the system. We're saying judge them. Don't judge them and condemn them, because the system has condemned them and us already. The system is already telling us that because we are poor working class masses of people, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, that we are deserving of nothing. The CEOs of companies, the Wall Street bankers, House of Rothschild, Oppenheimers, they show no mercy, have no love for us. They judge us and condemn us to death, hell, and destruction. They justify putting us in the jails unjustly. Police coming into the black community, the brown community, the red community, the yellow community, the poor working class community, and even poor working class white community as well. But we black people are they who are in the jails at a greater percentage as it concerns the drug economy. Why? Because we have been condemned by the system. We have been judged by the system. No love from the system, no mercy from the system, but we must show love and mercy to one another and not condemn each other, judge each other, put each other in hell, put each other in destruction. Forgive each other. Forgive your sister and your brother. Love your sister and love your brother. 38, verse 38. Give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. My computer is acting up, so I can't look at these words specifically, but we understand what we're saying. Our sisters and brothers of the human family all over the earth are in need. Give some philanthropy if you can. Churches, take those tithes. Give 10% of those tithes to the needy. Feed the homeless. Go out into the streets. Look at your sister and your brother in their eyes and identify with them. Show them love and compassion, and don't judge them and smack them and beat them and condemn them, and all the while teach them and ourselves that we're working for the day that this type of system is no longer. Dr. King was talking about Jericho and that Jericho dynamic of thievery and destruction. How this traveler fell among thieves. And whereas many would say, just feed them, help them, clothe them, and so on and so forth, Dr. King saw, yeah, you need to do that, but that's temporary. But what about, this is Dr. King talking, what about changing that whole Jericho Road dynamic? What about eliminating a system that produces beggars and thievery, and we're going to say prostitution and pimping and criminality and drug economy, that whole system that has created such wicked, nasty, rotten reality? So help our sisters and brothers. Give to our sisters and brothers, and you will find that sisters and brothers will give to you. Sisters and brothers will show you love and show us love when we need it. My ancestor, Stokely Carmichael, who changed his name to Kwame Ture, was talking about how when you are a revolutionary and you show love for the people will make sure that you are taken care of and that you eat. Stokely Carmichael, Kwame Ture, never had a 9-to-5 job, but he was a revolutionary fighting for the people night and day. And he never went without a meal. He never went without some place to stay, to lay his head to sleep, because we the people took care of that brother. And that brother was deserving to be taken care of. And sisters and brothers who are really giving their lives to help people deserve to be able to live in a way that they can think, not have to worry about a 9-to-5 and a mortgage and all those types of realities. But these that are really giving their minds to help people are really deserving of being taken care of, because they are working and fighting on behalf of the masses of the people, poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white. Yes, I'm thinking of my brother, Minister Louis Farrakhan. Yes, I'm thinking of my brother, Chairman Omale Yeshetela. Yes, I'm thinking of beautiful sisters. Oh, man, what's that beautiful sister's name? She ran for vice president under the Green Party ticket, along with Cynthia McKinney, Rosa Perez, I think her name is. These types of people who work night and day on behalf of the people deserve to be taken care of so that they can think all day and all night and organize all day and all night on behalf of the people. Let's try to hit this zodiac for a minute or two. We are in the month of January, but we are past the new moon. I have come to understand that the new zodiac takes place 6 days roughly after the new moon. So, the new moon took place on January the 15th, 2014. 6 days later would bring us to January the 21st. And the time period between January the 21st and February the 21st, roughly, is the 11th house. It's the sign of Aquarius under the planet Uranus. So the 11th house deals with friends and hopes and wishes. We're talking all along about how poor working class masses of people need to begin to find friendship and companionship and love amongst each other. And we need to pray for one another and have best wishes for one another and understand that the problem is not each other. White man and woman who have joined Nazi parties, joined the Ku Klux Klan, joined the Tea Party, and joined the Republican Party, your problem is not poor working class, black, brown, red, and yellow. Poor working class, black, brown, red, and yellow. Your and my problem are not those poor working class white sisters and brothers who have joined Tea Party, Republican Party, Nazi Party, Ku Klux Klan. We're not each other's problem. We are all victims of the system, victims of the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families. Stop talking bad about one another. Stop talking evil of one another. Understand that there are class divisions. Understand that the system has divided poor working class white people from poor working class black, brown, red, and yellow to destroy us all. One of these stories in Democracy Now, I believe it was Democracy Now, was talking about how to strategize and win poor working class white people over to the struggle. I believe that was Democracy Now. This may be just something I'm working on in my own head. But in my own head, I've been working on and working on how to win poor working class white people who may be Republican, Tea Party, Nazi, Ku Klux Klan. Teach them, or teach white people that can go among them to teach them that we are not the problem. It is the system. Begin to speak best wishes for one another. Begin to pray for one another and speak well of one another and protect and help one another and know that only together can we destroy and eliminate this system, which will bring sorrow to the wicked ruling class because they love to stay in power and destroy people. The 11th house, friends, hopes, and wishes. Aquarius, the water bearer. Remember when Jesus told the disciples to find the two horses next to the man? Was it to go to the house where there was a man outside with a bucket full of water? That was Aquarius. In the Bible, the Africans created the zodiac to teach us of characteristics and attributes of ourselves. The water bearer, the ruler is Uranus. This is an airy sign, a sign having to do with the element of air. So we have water and we have air. Water is H2O, two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen. So we have water, we have hydrogen, we have air. Idealistic. It is idealistic to preach like this. It is idealistic to want to see this type of system removed from the planet. It is idealistic to want to see the human family live in freedom, justice, and equality. Artistic. These are words associated with Aquarius. Artistic. All of us have attributes, talents. We are all artists in our own right. Intellectual and honest. All of us have intellectual capacities. All of us are to be honest with each other and honest with ourselves and work to be honest and destroy a system of dishonesty, easily influenced. This sign teaches us that we can be easily influenced. Well, let us be easily influenced for good and righteousness, and not let the CIA, FBI, Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, Joint Chiefs of Staff, military leaders, CEOs, and so on easily influence us to hate one another and destroy one another. It says popular, yet solitary. So we want to be popular, which means you have to go amongst people. But then you feel like you want to also be solitary and alone. Now, when the FBI, CIA, psychologists who work on behalf of the wicked ruling class and families, they cipher us and decipher us. And they see, yeah, you want to be popular. I want to be popular. But yet, you want to be solitary. They say, we can use you. You want to be popular amongst the people, so you speak as a politician and win the people over to yourself. And then the people buy into the system again. Barack Obama, George W. Bush, you speak and the people follow you. You're popular, but then solitary. So now you're alone. You want to be alone and by yourself. What are the flaws with that? What can that do on the negative side? Those dueling realities, to be popular, but yet be solitary. See, I don't have all the answers, but I want us to think about how our desire to be popular, but yet solitary, can be used by the system to cause us to be used to win people to us, but yet we, when we get alone, we want to be solitary. We want to think about how we have to guard against defects. Often abnormal. Have you felt abnormal sometimes in the world? How can the system use that against us? The system may say, no, you're not abnormal. Come on with us. Join the system. Join in destroying your sister and brother. No, you're. But we want to say, use that abnormal, that reality of being abnormal. Be abnormal to the system. Be abnormal and unadjusted to a system of death, hell, and destruction. Be abnormal in that way. The planet is Uranus, intellectual genius. See, in the jails are intellectual geniuses. When you can run a drug cartel, that's genius. That's genius to be able to gather a group of people to work for you night and day to make that type of money. That takes organization. And so we want to use intellectual genius not to destroy people. Inventiveness. You are inventive, the human family. Eccentricity. What does eccentricity mean? Oh, man, my time is running out. Eccentricity, eccentric, eccentric. Come on, computer, do right now. Eccentric. Let me hit that right quick. To be eccentric is to act in strange and unusual ways. Maybe we want to be strange and unusual to the system who wants us to go along, to get along, and hate and destroy one another. Let's be eccentric in that way, not go along with the system. New inventions. We are inventive. We must invent ways to help one another and uphold one another. Sudden changes for good or evil. So we want to see changes for good for the human family. But know that sometimes this work will bring evil from the system. Catastrophes or unexpected strokes of luck. Sometimes we face catastrophe because we dared to challenge the system. But then we also will have unexpected strokes of good luck. Have you ever said, let me go ahead and talk to this sister and talk to this brother? And little did we know that talking to them won them over. Good luck won them over. Blessing won them over to join you and join us in helping sisters and brothers all over the earth. Let us get together, stand up for one another, join one another. Jah love and Jah bless. This is the Exodus. Yes, the movement of Jah people.